Your Central Minnesota Farm Report for a Saturday morning. I'm Chasm Radio Farm Director Joe Gill. Your report brought to you by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon. Check them out right off I-94 in Avon for the very best in trailers, skid steer attachments, trailer repair, DOT inspections. They have all your accessories as well, all at Midsoda Manufacturing. Well, this week we begin. Check in Steve Frericks with Stearns FSA and has some information, some new information. He has some early details in regarding some drought assistance out there for farmers.
Parts of Stearns County have entered the D3 drought rating on the National Drought Monitor map. So it's getting really, really dry out there. Stearns County has not officially been recognized on the list as I prepare this bulletin, but formally approved. But if formally approved, this will trigger the livestock forage program. You've heard me talk many times about certifying your pastures. This is the reason why. Livestock forage program is we're very early in the game on the process here. This certification will affect a lot of other programs in the county. With this newly released information, emergency CRP haying and grazing has restrictions put in place that will limit harvest to 50% of the eligible acres and only on eligible practices. The Livestock Forage Program has a sign-up process. The office will not be taking applications quite yet. To be eligible, producers must have certified their pasture land acres by the July 15, 2021 deadline or have paid a late filing fee of $46 per farm to late certify. Upon calling the office, producers should note that the staff will not be able to identify the payment amounts. This payment formula takes into account the pasture acres times the type of pasture times the animal units by weight and size times the current drought rating. As you can see, this will be different for every producer. More information on this program will be released in forthcoming weeks. I will be talking with Joe about this significantly more because I'm sure there's going to be plenty of interest. Please note that not all counties have been potentially approved for LFP. This makes the CRP emergency haying and grazing restrictions quite different for each county. Please contact your FSA office in your county to identify what restrictions are in place for the county in question.
Also Thursday, made my way to Belgrade over at Anderson Farms. I spoke to Congresswoman Michelle Fischbach as she took a tour of Anderson Farms on Thursday.
Oh, absolutely. And it was great to see, you know, the different barns with the hogs in there and to see how the crops were doing and just checking that out today.
How important is it for you to walk on the farm and do this firsthand and talk to these folks firsthand too?
Well, it's great. It is great to be out here talking to them and understanding exactly what's going on. You know, when we go back to D.C., we need to make sure that we know and we understand what these people are dealing with so that we can better represent them in D.C.
When we talk about issues today, it seems like, I know I talked to Dave and John too, labor is going to be something that's brought up.
Yep, I think we're going to talk about workforce today, and I think everywhere in the district that I go and talk to businesses, ag businesses, manufacturing businesses, service industry, they're all looking for workforce, and it's tough right now. You know, we've got, unfortunately, with the additional dollars that they're paying people to stay out of work, that ends at the end of September, and we're going to hope that we end that in September and move forward. But it is a struggle all over the district, that workforce issue.
It seems like that had good intentions. We've seen other states kind of end it early, and you all of a sudden, I think, see the workforce there. So it seems pretty evident what we need to do.
Well, and I agree. I think it is very evident what we need to do. And it may have served a purpose early on in the COVID shutdowns, but now it has gone on far too long, and we are seeing the effects of it. And if we really want to get this economy going again, we got to get people back to work, get these businesses open full. You hear the stories about restaurants not being able to open up, convenience stores not being able to open up. And so we need to make sure we get this economy going again, and getting people back to work is going to do that.
Finally, just give us a little snapshot into Washington, D.C. I mean, a lot of us hear it from the back row. How are things going there in D.C.? It seems like we're divided. Are there things that we can find common ground on?
Well, you know what? I will tell you, if you ask about bipartisan bills, yesterday in the Ag Committee, now many of us were virtual, but we passed the bipartisan Broadband for Rural America bill, and it was actually kind of funny, and it's a good bill. It moves some of those programs into the USDA where they can be administered, and I think that they're a better administrator for rural Minnesota and for rural areas because they know it better than a lot of the other departments.
Also, I spoke to John Anderson and his nephew Grant, and they gave us details on the tour and what they had a chance to show Fishbach during the morning and midday session.
Yeah, we just showed her our farm and showed her the different aspects of the things we do. Showed her a little bit about pork production, a little bit about crop production. Talked a little bit about some regulations that are coming down and get her opinion on that, I guess. But it was a good tour.
Are there one or two of those regulations that are kind of top of the list right now? Or?
Well, what we're talking about today a lot is going to be labor, just the shortage of labor. And as you know, we're in a labor deficit area, and there's just we need migrant help to make everything work. So trying to figure out ways to be able to get more people to come here and work on a longer period of time. There are certain visa programs that only go for 3 months. Well, on our farm and many livestock farms, it's year round is where our needs are. And then there's always other issues. There's slowing down of the chain speed in some packing plants and poultry plants. Tax issues and a lot of different things, I guess.
Well, you mentioned labor too, you kind of mess with quantity, how many people are out there, and quality too, because like you said, you'd like people to be here and work and kind of continue and make a career out of it too.
That's correct. And we've been really blessed on our farm. We have a very good team. I know other people are looking more, we always have room for a good person. So we can be a little bit picky on who we hire, but, it's an issue a lot of different places.
And Grant, I'll just have you introduce yourself a bit and kind of your role here at the farm.
I'm Grant Anderson, and I'm John's nephew, and I take care of most of the cropping things and crop production on the farm. We're fighting the drought right now with all the center pivot irrigators, so it's going to be a long summer if we don't get any rain in the next couple of weeks. So.
It really was. What was kind of your discussions with Congresswoman Fishbach as you guys kind of toured the farm?
A lot of like what John said, and then, we showed her on the hog barns, and we showed her the value-added crops that we raised, the dark red kidney beans and light red kidney beans and sugar beets and a lot of those things. So gave her a little insight into what we do there. So
that firsthand interaction like she had this morning, it's pretty darn important.
Yeah, and then she sees it real world, what's going on right here. So for sure.
You mentioned lack of rain. You guys irrigate a lot of fields too. That's almost a full-time job.
It's more than a full-time job. Yeah. and usually we're accustomed to getting some breaks, and the irrigation systems can be off for a part of the time in the summer, and the wells are being taxed right now because we've been running almost nonstop since the first week in June. So it's out of the ordinary, put it that way. It's been hasn't been this dry probably since 2012 maybe, or 1988. It's going to be a long summer, but underneath the irrigators, the crops look really well if we can keep enough water to them. So,
you kind of mentioned the value-added crops there. Has that been something new, or is that something you guys have had in place here for a while?
No, we've been doing that my whole life, I guess. And I guess we added sugar beets to our farm in 2000.
That's right? Correct. We started in 2000. And we started with navy beans back in the mid-70s. And then we kind of progressed into kidney beans in, mid-80s. And then, like Grant said, we started with the sugar beets in 2000. We invested into the vegetable plant in Bruton in the mid-90s. That didn't turn out so well, but we also, before that, we'd raised peas and sweet corn on occasion, so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our sandy soil allows us to raise all those specialty crops and get really good crops out of those, so that a lot of, the heavy soil corn and soybean producers aren't able to, so it adds a lot of value to what we do here.
And there you go, your Central Minnesota Farm Report here on Chasm Radio. A busy week, another busy week coming up as well here on Chasm Radio. Listen in starting Monday morning for more details. Your report brought to you each week by Midsoda Manufacturing in Avon.